Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, this is a school district update. We're speaking with Wendy Flucky. She is the principal at Castle Heights Elementary. Ms. Flucky, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Good afternoon.
And how are things today?
Well, things are going as well as can be expected, given the circumstances that we're all dealing with.
And let's talk about some of those circumstances. Now, you guys have been under a soft closure since March 14th, if I'm correct. And that, you said, was day one of fourth quarter, right?
That is correct, yes.
So you've been kind of going through the entire fourth quarter virtually.
We have. We're in week six, I do believe, of instruction, not counting the week of spring break. And I believe last Wednesday was our midterm for fourth quarter. So, yes, fourth quarters looked very differently this school year than the first three quarters.
And how are things going?
You know, things are going as well as can be. When this all started, my teachers were just simply asked to put packets together for students to be able to complete paperwork at home. And my staff definitely went above and beyond the call of duty, and not only did the packets, but took on the initiative to learn how to teach virtually. And with that challenge, we didn't have, not all of our students were able to learn virtually at home due to lack of technology. And thanks to Emory Telecom, they provided free internet to those families in need. And then the school went ahead and checked out Chromebooks to families who did not have devices so that we were able to and are able to connect with our kids virtually as well.
Now, we all know this time of year, things kind of start shifting and changing gears at the school. And this year, it's going to be totally different. It always seems like the first week of May, you're preparing for those tests at the end of the year, and then the second week is the testing. You don't have any of that this year. So what kind of activities, what kind of things are you guys going to be doing to keep everybody in check and as far as being as part of the school and that goes?
Well, you're right. So not only have our state testing been canceled, but some of our fun activities such as the state history fair, our national archery tournament, our science fair have all been canceled, as well as field trips. So the teachers are kind of finishing up their normal, if you can call that, virtual teaching this week. Then the first 2 weeks of May, we do have some online activities for kids to participate in. One of them is put together by the IGP grant. And then teachers will still be doing their check-in, at least at Castle Heights, you know, just checking in on kids, how they're doing, reminding them to go online, and they can still do their math activities. They can still do their reading activities. My paraprofessional aides also do call some of the kids and do a reading-type buddy program with them online. So things look differently, but we're doing the best that we can with the circumstances. With our last week of school, we do plan on having kind of a drive-by parade on Wednesday, the 20th of May. And each teacher and staff member is going to make a sign for the kids. And then at 6 o'clock, we'll be out on Homestead Dead Boulevard, where parents and kids can kind of drive by and wave goodbye and cheer on their teachers. And then, you know, in the past, our PTA has always done some fun things the last week of school. And with the changes, I've talked with my PTA, and they're planning on doing something the first part of August if we're able to kind of celebrate the kids and still have some of those fun activities we usually have had in the past.
Now, as I've been talking to different teachers in the district and different principals in the district and things like that, they're looking at, they would, of course, rather have the students there and learning and that sort of thing. But they're also looking at this as an opportunity to get a jump start on the things that need to be done to the building as far as like the fall and the maintenance. Have you guys started doing any of that? Have you started, you know, cleaning carpets or painting or anything like that?
So we have. We've been deep cleaning since the closure and have started on the painting as well. So that's kind of what we've been doing with our building. The next 2 weeks, because we don't have kids, my teachers are going to be working in their grade level teams, doing some collaboration and looking at student data, having conversations of where the gaps could possibly be going forth in the fall, since we have a whole quarter where we weren't able to teach face-to-face. So there is going to be some collaboration with the teachers as well, just so that they can begin to, you know, kind of plan and design their instruction when we come back this fall.
And get ready for the fall, because that's another thing, too, that that people I've asked is, you know, that's one of those things that they're looking at is where the gaps are going to be because of this, basically, the quarter away from face-to-face instructions. And you guys are reading still, and that's always a really big and important push there at the district, of course, right?
Correct, yes. And my teachers, they've mostly been focusing on those essential standards and, you know, focusing instruction, virtual instruction in the packets, you know, at least hitting those essential standards in reading and math.
Okay. We've been speaking with Ms. Wendy Flucky, the principal up at Castle Heights. I want to thank you for taking out the time to talk to us today. Really appreciate it. And hopefully the next time we talk, we can be talking about school starting with some face-to-face instruction. Okay?
Sounds good. Thank you, Dave.
All right. Thank you for taking out the time today. We appreciate it. For more information on interviews like this, go to our website, castlecountryradio.com.